I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you working on our faux political commercial? It's time.
I'm putting the finishing touches on it.
It is time.
We've got a long way to go.
Until I mean, we all know the right choice.
Oh, my.
I've been busy, Scott, defending my American values in a diner.
You got to stand up for those values.
Who doesn't, Sam?
I thought you were in a wheat field.
I was.
With kids that aren't mine.
Then I went to a diner.
With kids that were hers.
How do you know there's not a diner in the wheat field?
I mean,
there was.
Okay.
You got to eat wheat bread.
Where she found the first
in
kids.
The diner.
Right.
So stupid.
Oh my gosh, I can't take it.
Oh, it's going to be a long 3 months.
I want to be careful. I don't want to get us in trouble, but man alive, it's only July 30th.
It's not even August yet.
And this is the primary that's coming up.
Yep.
I thought we already had the primary around here. Am I wrong?
We've got an election coming up August 6th, both sides of state line.
Wait.
Okay.
So I went to the library in Lenexa City Center today, and I walk in and they go, "Are you here to vote?" And I said, "No, I'm here to meet a friend." Has Kansas not had its primary yet?
No, August 6th.
Then how could they have already had the convention?
You lost me at we were going to talk about election.
No, I'm being serious. I mean, how does the Kansas delegation know how to vote if we haven't had the primary yet?
It's all a big business, Scott. I don't know.
And Missouri hasn't had their primary yet?
It's Missouri, and please do not stomp on my Missouri values.
I'm not going to stomp on your Missouri values.
Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the states have already had their presidential primaries.
Says the Washington elite insider.
Well, Dana, how are you going to stomp on them if you're not standing up for your rights?
Hard to stomp while you're sitting down,
that's right.
Sam.
You got to stand and then stomp.
You need to stand up for those values.
And this primary is for all other types of positions, state and municipal.
Okay, so as of the first Tuesday in August, which is next Tuesday, then these commercials are going to stop for a while?
Yes.
No.
I'm busy over here because my American values are streaming out of my pores.
So on the Kansas...
My American values will not be contained, Scott.
Is that what that smell is?
It's in Kansas, primary for House, other state executives, state Senate, state House.
But they already had the primary for the president?
Right.
Presidential primary, I believe so, yeah.
Why wouldn't they have the primary for all of them at the same time? And I'm not talking politics. I'm just talking about what a waste of my time to have to keep going back.
If any of it made sense, there wouldn't be entire industries.
Like I'm not talking politics. I don't care who you vote for. I couldn't care less. But what I'm saying is, why
I think
do we
the choice is clear.
Well, it is. I'm going to vote my Kansas values. You Washington elitist. You don't know me.
You know what I kind of want to do? Because Scott and I had a rare, like, he just popped over today to my neighborhood and he called me. He's like, "What are you doing?" And so
I said, "Let's go have lunch."
We met for brunch, lunch. It would have been so funny. And this is on me for not thinking about this. We need to go to some packed place and actually sit there and have that mock conversation and just watch the people around us that are trying to enjoy their meal.
And while you're doing it, you'll be rattling your plates and your fish.
And our silverware. You're not voting for Jack Guzman, are you?
No.
Or you'll have the production assistant just put their hand up on the table and start rattling your silverware.
I'm sorry, waiter, can I get some more salt?
Yeah. See, in Missouri back in March.
Did you know Dan is pro?
In what state?
Genital mutilation.
I apologize. Okay. I apologize.
Are you really?
In Missouri.
In Missouri, where they mutilate genitals.
The Democratic Party and the Republican Party in March had their presidential caucuses. Missouri will also have its primary.
Wait, what
coming
state?
Up. Missouri.
You would know that if you were a real American, Scott.
Well, see, I've been to Myrtle Beach, so I think that makes me an East Coast liberal.
That is exactly what that makes
you.
No,
just an elitist.
Yeah, East Coast elitist. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, elitist.
I don't care what side of the fence you fall on.
Yeah.
But you're an elitist because you're from the East Coast.
Yeah, I grew up in South Carolina, so I'm an elitist. East Coast.
I legitimately want to go out with you, Scott, and pretend like we're having dinner. And we'll script it, and then Sam would have to be there to catch the reaction of the people around us.
You're not voting for Dan Weinbaum.
I don't know. Why do you say
he's
that?
He's an East Coast elitist.
He does not stand for our American values.
Dan Weinbaum believes in genital mutilation.
Oh, risky.
I had no idea.
He's risky.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave here and not vote for Dan Weinbaum.
That's exactly right. Vote for the true choice.
Right.
Sam Stevie.
Only true American. I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Wait, are we actually doing this?
No, we're not. It would be funny.
Not voting for you? Yes.
Yeah, but what about my veteran status?
Oh, that's right. We forgot to add that in.
That's right. I have fought for my country.
Fake news.
Speechless now.
Did you know, Dan?
You were on a boat, Dan.
Dan.
I'm kidding.
I was on several.
I am kidding
you.
No,
I know.
I was on several.
I was on several.
Dan.
Went from boat to boat.
Just bounced around from the USS Missouri to the USS Missouri.
I saw this last night.
Little tugboat.
And I thought of you, Daniel.
You know I'm only joking.
Of course,
I am not disparaging your service. That was a joke.
Of course it was.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.